Welcome to Thinking Ahead, your Leading Edge Insights podcast. Each episode reveals the latest insights on today's consumers and offers a sneak peek of tomorrow's marketplace. We'll share the latest from a global and regional perspective to help you stop guessing what's next and start thinking ahead. It's April and Neil Bellamy is here with me once again to discuss the results from the UK Consumer Confidence Index. Neil, with the headline score at minus 19 this month, let's start with the first question of, can you explain what happened this month and why?
Sure, Lucy. Well, you know, as with other recent months, there isn't a large change in the overall index. It has gone up by 2 points, and actually that's encouraging. So minus 19, it's still a long way from some of our better figures we've seen, but any way you take it, a positive movement of 2 points is good to see. As usual, we then like to dive down into the five measures that feed into the index. It's really great to see that people's perceptions of their own finances over the next 12 months is remaining steady in the positive territory on plus two. But beyond that, it's also good to see for the four other measures that despite they're still in negative territory, they all increase this month from between 2 and 4 points. So this is perhaps a reflection of the impact on household budgets of lower inflation and the anticipation of tax cuts. So as I was saying, there's a long way to go before we get near the minus 10, which is the average across our 50 years. And we've not seen that in this kind of figure since summer 2021, but at least we're moving in the right direction now.
Right. And so just to be clear, personal financial situation over the next 12 months, that stayed static, didn't it?
Exactly, yes. But what was good is it's still in that positive. So it's the only measure that still is in positive, but it's great to see it's still there and, a great foundation to build upon.
Yeah, given where we are with the economy.
Absolutely.
So do you think then that things are starting to look a little more positive?
So far in 2024, the index has followed a pretty stable path. We started in January with minus 19, after which it fell back a little to minus 21 in February, stayed the same in March, and then of course now in April we've popped back up to minus 19. So it seems to be consumer sentiment's on a bit of a holding pattern. It's neither getting significantly more negative or positive, with many people seeming to take a wait and see approach. And to be honest, that's pretty understandable for many reasons. For example, the latest inflation data came out just after our fieldwork had closed, and it showed that inflation's not falling as fast as people were hoping, potentially delaying the interest rate cuts that are so desired by mortgage holders. However, what we do know is that the reduction in Ofgem's energy price cut means there should be a large fall in inflation, almost guaranteed in April. And that should get us significantly closer to the Bank of England's 2% target. Beyond that, we have the ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East, with the latter in particular being a very volatile situation and a worry to many. But, outside of the world of economics and politics, let's not underestimate what a good spell of nice weather could do to improve people's outlooks. To me, it feels like this winter's gone on forever.
Yes, I think a lot of us feel like the winter has gone on forever, wherever you live in the country. And I'm sure that it's not just consumers who are hoping for spring to get going, but manufacturers and retailers too.
Yeah, quite. There must be warehouses full of barbecues and other summer goods just waiting to go as soon as the temperature starts to pick up.
And we do see, don't we, that the weather... good weather can influence sentiment.
Exactly, yes. It literally brings a smile on people's faces. So the quicker we can get nearer to 20 degrees, the better in my books.
Something that we don't measure on the Consumer Confidence Index,
weather.
So, we've looked at the April results, which sound going in the right direction. So let's take a little walk over to Data Guru Corner now. And this month, we're going to focus on the differences in confidence around the UK in different regions. This is something we get asked about a lot by journalists. So, Neil, tell us what we have and how it's done and how it works.
Yeah, so kind of following on from last month, we were talking about sampling and how we set quotas on the regions where people live to ensure we obtain a nationally representative sample. Well, that means we can cut the data by 9 regions in England, but also can cut the data by Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland separately. Looking at the April data, many of the regions are very close to the national index of minus 19, but there are some key exceptions. So, I mean, can you guess which region is the most positive?
I would say if I had to take a wild guess, I would say it's going to be London and the South East.
Yes, although interestingly, it's not both together. We treat those separately from our sample point of view. And actually, it's London which is the most positive and has snuck into positive territory at plus 2 this month. And this really is no one-off. The confidence in London has been hovering around the zero mark since late summer 2023. And actually, historically, we see that Londoners are typically more positive. And what's driving this? Well, overall, there's a much more optimistic view on personal finances over the next 12 months. It's 24 in London versus the plus 2 we've been talking about. Future economic outlook is minus 3 compared to minus 21 overall, and also in terms of the right time to buy major products, that's minus 6 in London versus minus 25.
Neil, can I just ask you there? So these are really big differences, and we don't often see these big leaps in the consumer confidence, or what we call CCB here. So you've got a difference of 22 percentage points in one and 18 in another, and 19 and another. So those are really big, aren't they?
Exactly. And it's London that really stands out. And I suppose we have to always bear in mind that people in London typically have a higher than average salary, but then cost of living is also higher if you're living in London as well. So it just seems to be generally more positive attitude that we see, which kind of comes through and impacts every part of the people's opinions and their attitudes and what's influencing them as well. In fact, if we go beyond our core index measures, we have another whole bunch of questions we ask people, and Londoners are actually more likely to say they will spend more on major purchases this year than in the previous 12 months, and that's 36% compared to 24% average. But really, we then need to look at the other end of the scale, because what's going on there is, I think, Lucy, you mentioned the South East. Actually, South East was the least positive in April on minus 28. But actually, that least positive region changes almost constantly from month to month. So East Midlands and Scotland was highest in March, Wales in February, and Scotland back again in January. So if we then look at over the last 12 months as a whole, it's the Welsh that have been the most negative on minus 32, but that's been closely followed by the South East, East Midlands and the North West. So really it shows that apart from London, consumer negativity has been impacting people right across the country. And that's what's making us see one region be more negative one month versus another. So what's driving? Is there some common driver of these lower scores that we're seeing? And it's pretty consistent that the most negative regions for our personal financial outlook index are also the ones that have the lowest scores overall. And really that just reiterates once again how important the personal finances measure is in itself as a gauge of sentiment.
Wow. Okay. So that's really interesting to me. Particularly just the sheer difference between London and everywhere else. And can I just ask about other cities like Edinburgh, say, for instance, or Newcastle, or some of those places that are economic hubs? Do we know what confidence is like in them? Is it different, or is it more like the regional average?
For those kind of places, we're looking at the region more than the city itself. But the Northeast, for example, that was minus 16. So actually, that compares more favourably with the overall index. But Scotland's on minus 19, better than it was last month. And there are some regions that do fluctuate like that, with perhaps some local issues coming into play. But it really is, London stands out, and then you've got a whole bunch of them that kind of flirt around a bit of a few points here and there in terms of who's feeling the most negative, depending on what's going on in a particular month.
Right. Okay. And we can do analysis by region, can't we? And do the comparisons if people want that.
Absolutely. Yes. And that's on all the coordinates questions and all the other questions we have around what issues are important to people and, you know, things around savings and all that kind of stuff.
Fab. Well, thank you for that, Neil. That was really interesting. Got some new things in there. It does look like sentiment is moving in a more positive direction, but let's wait and see. We are always surprised by what happens on this every month, and we all sit waiting to see the results, don't we? And we discuss them at length in terms of how to interpret them. So I think it's important that people know that. We don't know either. It's just that we have been working with the data for a long time. And we'd like to thank everyone who tunes in to listen to the podcast every month. And we look forward to talking to you about the May results when they're out. Thank you for tuning in for this episode of Thinking Ahead. For more information about this topic, you can click the link in the description. Please make sure to leave us a review and let us know what you think about the podcast. And of course, if you haven't already done so, please hit the subscribe button to keep up to date with the latest insights. We'll see you next time so that you keep thinking ahead.